Easter is an extremely important time in the Christian calendar. But this Easter will be like no other. With public gatherings banned, churches will be empty during Easter weekend. But Bishop Richard Greco of the Diocese of Charlottetown has a plan for parishioners across the island to connect at 12 noon on Easter Sunday. And Bishop Greco spoke with Angela.
So on Easter Sunday morning, I have asked all the Catholic parishes to ring church bells for at least 60 seconds or more. I said 60 seconds because some of our churches are country parishes, and pulling on that rope for more than a minute can be exhausting. And the idea there is I'm inviting people to pray the Lord's Prayer together. We'll all know we're praying at the same time. The bells are ringing the promise of the resurrection. The bells are expressing the promise of hope. Easter is the highest feast in the church year. And in this difficult time, more than ever, I think people need to remember the message of hope that their faith brings them, and know God's consolation, and also, you know, fire up their energies to help one another and realize that that's the real way through this.
What do you think it will mean to people? I'm thinking in particular, I mean, I guess in a rural area, you might only hear the one church, but in the city, you might hear the bells of several churches. What do you think it's going to mean?
Well, I think it's simply a clarion call to rise above what we're going through. And I use that image deliberately, because Easter is the Feast of the Resurrection, when Jesus rose from the dead. And I think that the bells are a call that we can rise above this through our solidarity, through our stick-to-itiveness, through following the guidelines that our health caregivers are offering, through supporting our health caregivers who are, putting their lives on the line for us, really. And seeing all of that happening, I think, gives hope to one another. We find love and support in the community, and our faith fires that love and support. So I'm hoping the bells kind of, in one loud sound for one full minute, will kind of remind everybody about that, especially if it brings a prayer to their lips.
And is this being done in any other provinces or any other places in the world that you know of?
I think every diocese is a little different as to how they're going about meeting this. I heard yesterday the Archbishop of Montreal was invited by the CBC for an interview, and when they arrived, he said to them, "Come on, let's go up on the roof." they said, "Okay, if you want." He brought them up on the roof, and he had the Blessed Sacrament there, and he blessed the whole city in the form of a cross on TV with that in Montreal. So, I mean, I'm sure that gave a lot of hope to a lot of people, and that was above the Basilica there in Montreal. So I'm quite confident that in every different area, the Catholic Church is meeting this in whatever creative way the priests and the bishops feel they can mount.
Would you extend the invitation? I mean, obviously, you only have control of the Catholic churches on PEI, but lots of Protestant churches also have bells. Would you like to hear those ring as well?
Boy, would I ever. Oh, yeah. I mean, the more the merrier, number one. And number two, it's the same Jesus Christ we celebrate. And number three, it's the same resurrection. He's calling all of us to the resurrection and to rise above this. So you're absolutely right. I just don't have jurisdiction to do that with other Christian churches, but I do hope they join in, yes.
You can't make them, but you could suggest, right?
I can highly recommend and suggest and tell them how happy all our brothers and sisters will be with that sound.
How difficult has it been for the church to try to provide the support and encouragement that people need during these times, which are really hard?
Yeah, you know, when you're practicing physical distancing, consolation and comfort and getting the message out is really a challenge. These are challenging times. I think we're doing what we can through the social media. And as wonderful as the social media is, we all know that it's not the best. It's best to be in contact with one another. But for now, I think we're doing what we can. And I think for now, the people are making do with what they've got. And at the same time, the message that we extend is a message of hope. And our faith is the assurance that hope will be fulfilled. And therefore, with that message of faith being the assurance of hope to be fulfilled, I think we're doing what we can to encourage people and give them a message that will give them the stick-to-itiveness that we need, because it's going to be a little bit longer yet.
A very different Easter this year.
A very, very different Easter for everybody. And it's not everybody here in our province or in Canada. A very different Easter for everybody around the world. This is a global crisis.
Richard Greco is the Bishop of the Diocese of Charlottetown. He has asked that all Catholic churches on PEI ring their bells at 12 noon on Easter Sunday.